Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you're listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go. Sync action. Alrighty, friends. What's going on? We are back with a new breakdown video. This is for a local law firm that hired us to do a short commercial for them. Something that they wanted to have that was more polished than what they had before. And basically, the idea of this is to help promote their specialized service when it comes to insurance litigation, insurance claims, things like that. Right. So it's a very niche market for them. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through a handful of the frame grabs from this commercial shoot, and we're going to see exactly how we're able to turn a very dull, very normal looking office space into something a little bit more pleasing to the eye, a little bit more photographically pleasing, right? All right, so let's go ahead and we will look at our. Damn it, really? Fuck. And one of the unfortunate things about doing things from home is your dogs and environment start barking. So I don't have any other time to do this. So I'm doing it right now. And hopefully something good out of this whole thing comes out, right? So how do we go about making this office look not so much like an office, right? Or at least give it some depth, some tonality, some character, right? And we're gonna see exactly how to pull that off in this breakdown. Alrighty, so let's start with our first shot. This is our opening wide shot of our talent, who's also the owner of the law firm. And this is a slider shot, or dolling in shot, very slow, very controlled. The hard thing here is, my voice. The hard thing here is, let me see if I can find it. So this is these are the location shots, right? This is what his office basically looks like. It's overhead light. It's a large window, and that's about it, right? White walls all over the place. So what do you do with that, right? Going with the inspiration, the reference images that I showed to our client beforehand during pre-production is, something a little bit more contrasty, something a little bit more, just pleasing to the eye, and something that doesn't make an office just look like an office, right? So these are some examples of the reference shots that I pulled up for our client. And, he said, okay, cool, let's go ahead and go for it. So you can see the contrast and the mood and the tonality already behind just these reference stalls, okay? So again, this is the office that we're working with, and we're able to kind of turn that, right, turn something that looks bland and mediocre into something just a little bit different, right? A little bit spiced up, so to speak. All right, so our formula for this is basically we're using our window as mainly our key light. The sun is actually like way over here. So this is just ambient sky coming into the window, and then we have aperture 120D with the Fresnel coming in, and that's what's giving us this little like slash of light on his face. And depending on when we move in for coverage, that light will also act as a little bit of a rim light. Again, depending on how we are photographing him, right? And so if we're over here, which we did shoot this way, shooting in between the monitors as kind of like a frame within a frame, then this is also acting as like a side light, right? So that's our 120D. That's our main key light. And again, the window is just acting as bringing up the ambience, bringing up the room tone. Over to camera right. Sorry, I'm switching things. Over to camera right, we have a Nanlite Pavo tube, 15C. This is set to 3000 Kelvin, so more of a warmer light. This is acting as a as our main backlight, or not backlight, our main edge light, our main rim light for, again, when we go into coverage, and it's helping to create some color contrast. Since we have 5600 Kelvin roughly, right, daylight, we have daylight, and we're creating a little bit of contrast with a warmer light inside. All right, from here it was still looking a little bit too dark, too under. So then what we do is we add a crap load of haze, right? A lot of haze in this room. Haze helps to bring up the contrast in situations like this when you're filming in really tight locations. When you're able to, you know, bring up the contrast, then in the grade, that's when you can manipulate the entire image to get to get your blacks to where you want it, to get the overall kind of like crispness of the image to where you want it, right? And then to camera right, also we have a neg, right? Just a 4x8 of neg to, again, kind of like flag off any kind of light, because these are all white walls. So to kind of help create the contrast, right, is we use neg for that. And so that's where we go from here, okay? And then we just go into coverage, right? So from here, you can see he's already looking at some papers. We pan down. This is a slider shot going from right to left. And it's the same thing, right? We have our 120D, our key light here, which you can see is edging his coat. It's edging his hand. And it's just giving a little bit of vibrance to the papers here. Our particle is coming in, where we have warmth here. So you can see his left hand is warm. His right hand is a little bit cooler in tonality. So we're using color contrast to help us out here to create a more, just a more photographically pleasing image. Our haze is doing its job right all around the room to bring up the contrast. And again, our neg is here to just add a little bit of more contrast to this specific shot. And then move into our next shot. Same thing, because we're kind of like sliding, and we're also doing a pan at the same time. And so here you can really see how our edge light, our NAND light, is just adding, again, a little bit of warmth to one side, and then our daylight, it's doing its job to add a different mix to a main focus point, which is our attorney basically, right? You can even see the NAND lights coming onto his hand there, right? From there, go into just a little bit more coverage. So, you know, now we're kind of profiling him. We have our NAND light, or our NAND light over here, right, doing its job as an edge light. We have our ambient sky, and also our 120D that's giving him just a little bit of a front edge, and it's allowing us to kind of, you know, stay within the shot, stay focused on him as he's going through his actions, that he's at his office, he's working, he's diligent about serving his clients, okay? And then our next shot is just a close-up of what we had before. And again, same thing, right? We didn't really change any lights. All we did is we just positioned the lights where we need them to be. And then from there, we can use different angles, different composition to help tell the story without having to spend so much time like moving this light on this scene, moving this light on the next scene, and then moving this light on the third scene, right? We just keep everything where they are, and we're able to move more efficiently, right? So it's an expression of lighting the scene rather than lighting your talent, right? You light the scene, you're a lot faster. And obviously, when you go in for close-ups, and you can adjust lights here and there, you can move lights closer, move your neg in closer, things like that, right? I think the only thing that I was missing here is probably just a little bit of eye light. That would have been nice. The difficult thing is he has a computer screen like literally right in front of him. So, you know, probably could have used like a little Aperture MX or something very, very tiny, you know, just shining up into his eye. Which would have given just a little bit more life into this shot, right? And this is actually a continuation shot. So he looks down, and then he sits back up kind of here, and he thinks to himself, he looks up. So, you know, again, sometimes you get stuff, sometimes you don't get stuff, but that's okay, right? We have an insert shot. I kind of blocked off the names and things like that just for privacy purposes. But this shot is basically, if we come here, This is basically our NAND light that's kind of slashing halfway through. And then the way that we positioned his certificate, it's already creating a shadow, right? So we go from light to dark, just based upon like the shelving unit itself. So that is that. So our blue is actually the NAND light that's creating this. That's creating this slash of light here. And then again, we're just letting the shelving, right? We're letting the furniture and the set do most of the contrast for us. Okay, from here, so you know our talent is thinking. He needs to find. He's looking at papers. He's researching, and now he needs to go to the library. In order for him to go to the library to do more research, he has to cross the hallway where his assistant is. Okay, and this is basically just a tracking shot, handheld on a 20. I think I had a 20 millimeter lens on here. This is all shot. I probably should have said all this in the beginning. So this is all shot on the. You can see here. This is all shot on the Blackmagic Pocket 4K. Three lenses we used. I used the SLR Magic. The SLR Magic 25 millimeter micro prime for Micro Four Thirds. It's a T1.5, awesome lens. So it's about a 46 millimeter on the Pocket 4K, and then we use the SLR Magic 50 millimeter APO. That's an EF mount lens. And it had this FiBooster on, so you're looking at about a 65 millimeter focal length, full frame. And then a Canon FD 20 millimeter lens for all the wide stuff, right? That's an f2.8. Okay, so back to my non-ADD moments. So now we're tracking him. He's coming to the hallway. His secretary says, oh, hey, can you take a look at this, okay? How do we light this, right? Because in our location photo, this is what the hallway looks like. Okay, you have like fluorescent overheads, this huge ass ring of white death for cinematographers, right? It's fluorescent lights around. It's actually a cool design though. It's a fluorescent lights all around, and then I actually don't know what's inside of this cloverleaf chandelier. I'm guessing probably more fluorescent stuff like that, but it kind of adds a little bit of warmth because you can see like the chandelier, the glass, some of it is like warm, some of it is white, some of it's green, right? So there's like mixed colors here. We have more fluorescent lights. We have a practical here that was already there. So what do we do? What we do is we want to be able to create, again, our mood, our tonality, right? But now we have two people involved in the shot as we go into overs. So key light is we essentially, gonna go over here. So we used one of the overhead lights, and we created basically kind of like a waterfall droplet of bleached muslin, right? So this is all bleached muslin here, and we kind of let it waterfall out to create a little bit more more softer tones and a more warmer color, right? Because bleached muslin will basically warm up anything you put in front of it. So these are fluorescent lights, probably, you know, 4000 Kelvin, something like that, so it warms it up a little bit more. That's our main key light for this entire scene. And then we have a practical here. We took out the bulb and I put in a quasar. Let me see, I have this guy here. We put in a quasar filament bulb, which is, you know, it's anything that you can put into a regular bulb socket here. I had a dimmer. And unfortunately, the dimmer wasn't working because we couldn't pull whatever reason, the cord that was plugged into the wall, like we were yanking the thing and it just wasn't coming out. So we just said, okay, well, you know, let's just can that. And so we just used at least the quasar bulb to make it more flicker free and to give it the exact color temperature that we wanted, right? And so again, we have our bleached muslin, and then in the way back here we have a 120D. So we'll kind of show what that looks like here. So again, our secretary says, hey, can you go ahead and take a look at this? He says cool, right? So we go in for some coverage here. Basically our top light it's doing its thing. The fluorescents are doing its thing. Our practical light is coming here again just to kind of create some contrast in the scene where we want to be able to continue to light in layers, right? Lighting from light going from light to dark to light, right? If you can't. And then camera right, we have a neg, just 4x8 of neg. You can have 6x6 or 8x8, whatever you got, right? We just had 4x8, so that's what we used. And you still get a little bit of eye light here as she's looking up. So again, those top lights are doing its thing to kind of bring her eyes out, which is great. As we're going for the reverse, right? So from here, we have a little bit of eye light. It's just enough to kind of bring out his eyes, right? Our overhead light, it's doing its thing. We're able to soften it up with the bleached muslin, which is helping out. We have our practical. That's also something that can help you guys out. And I'll show in future examples is whenever you have someone with blonde hair, it's really hard to keep it under control because it's almost like white, you know, it's like yellow white. So if you can add a warm color mix to it, it helps to kind of ease away all of the harshness of like someone's blonde hair when you have a lit. So our practical light is doing that right here. It's helping to create some contrast here that adds in with the walls or with the white walls, with the brown doorway here, right? Again, we're mixing things up to create something that looks interesting and pleasing. Here we have our neg camera left doing its thing to create contrast, right? From kind of like a gradient, right? Is what we want. We want to go from a little bit of a darker image to a brighter image, or from a brighter image to a little bit of a darker image. And then back here, to show you from the location scout photos, here. Okay, so you can imagine our talent is here, or I'm sorry, is here. He's talking to the secretary over here. We have a stairway here. And then what I did was I placed the 120D on the stairway with the Fresnel, and we're shining it this way, right? Because there's already light. I believe there was a window up here, or windows up here. So there's already window light coming in here. And all we're doing is we are supplementing the window light, and we're using it as motivation to give him a little bit of an edge light, a little bit of a rim light to, again, separate him from the background. You don't always need an edge light. I would say 90% of the time, I don't use edge lights or rim lights. It just depends on what the scene is. But for the most part, I tend to not use edge lights. But in this situation, I did, right? So that's our 120D. With the Fresnel coming in here. All right, moving on, going for some close-ups as he's reviewing this. I don't even know what we gave him. We just said, hey, imagine this is something very important that she wants you to look at, okay? So again, same formula, right? We have our key light here, fluorescent lights. So we just soften it up with some bleached muslin. We have our edge light coming in here with the 120D and the Fresnel. We have neg coming in here just to create more contrast in camera. And we have the warmth from the practical that is, you know, we could have controlled it a little bit more, but again, since we didn't have the dimmer, it's kind of just going out in different directions. So it is helping to warm up his face, which is always very, very helpful. All right, from here, we move into the library, okay? We have a pan shot, right? The pan's from camera left to camera right as he enters in from the doorway. He goes in here, and he makes his way to the bookshelf, right? This is probably the hardest part of this commercial shoot, because the original library looks like this, right? Top light, and windows back here. A relatively large window, right? But I mean, if you look at it, it's just like bookshelves, brown, a reflective table, reflective chairs, top light, white walls. Not the easiest thing to try to make interesting, right? So what do? We do is we decide to go a little bit moody, but also be able to create our layers of light. As you can see here, right, we go from light to dark to light to dark to light, right? We're creating layers, we're creating interest here. And there goes my dog. Pause for dog. Yep. All right, so what we have here is, so what we're doing here to be able to carry the light a little bit more, even though we have window light here, is we place our 120D with the Fresnel with a quarter CTS just to create some warmth into the scene, right? And it's not a lot of warmth, but it's just enough to create some interest into it. I think I have So this is actually, I'll show you here from this. We also did an interview too, right? So the interview is being overlaid on top with insert shots and things like that, right? So in that previous shot, he was here looking at the bookshelf. Then we have our 120D really just turning, facing towards the wall and just bouncing off the ceiling and then coming back here, okay? I'll talk about the interview shot in just a tiny moment, in just a short moment. Okay, so he walks in here, he reaches up for a specific book, and then we go in for coverage for the book. So he's, you know, placing his hands, his fingers, and he's looking at the specific book he needs, right? So again, our ambient sky, our window light is coming in, our 120D is coming in to create this like diagonal layer of light. And we have neg camera left again just to help keep our contrast a little bit more consistent as possible, right? And then he grabs the book, he's looking through the book, and again, same thing, right? Where the book is white, the pages are white, so we don't want anything, you know, blowing out too much, but you still want to be able to create some intrigue, some curiosity. So our window light, our 120D is again doing its thing. Our neg, we place it more behind our talent. We're trying to keep our contrast levels up, and I know I've said this like 8 billion times, but if you can get it in camera, it's a lot easier to get the image you want, and you're able to work faster, right? Because again, we're really just lighting the space. I had one 120D, that's it, right? And window light, right? So we use neg to help supplement the rest of it. All right, so he's looking through, and then we go to our last shot, which is, you know, his like, okay, got it, cool, like, you know, we're gonna continue on our journey today and really help out our client. Okay, so from here again, kind of just layers of light, where we go from light to dark to light. We have our 120D. The bloomage, I really think is more just from the I think we had the 50 mil on. Yeah, so the 50 mil on, it just, you're getting a little bit of a highlight bloom here, and also I had a glimmer glass as well too, so that was kind of accentuating the bloom. So he's being edged here, and then a little bit of edge in the front too, and again, we're just creating that intrigue, we're creating that curiosity. Again, I wish it would have had just a little bit of eye light here, but not a huge deal. Again, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, not a huge thing. All right, and that's pretty much it. There were obviously more shots to this. I just chose the ones that can help, you know, tell this story in a short amount of time. The interview looked like this. So a little bit more even keel, a little bit more higher key, right? Where we can see that we're able to do a lot with this interview. We're able to get our eye light here, right? We're able to get exposure going from light to dark, right? Creating contrast in camera. We have color contrast. We had our 120D with our 120D here with the what is this? This is the Light Dome Mini 2. So we had the diffusion, we had the grid, and then we had actually had a quarter CTS here, right? To again give the light a little bit more warmth than the cooler tonality of the 50. I think it's 5500 Kelvin. For the 120D or 5600 Kelvin, something like that. And then we have camera right, we have neg here, and then we have, I think we used quarter grid. Yeah, so we had quarter grid, a 4x4 of quarter grid, just to help soften up the light that was coming in from our window here. And that's basically what you get here, right? So you have the window light coming here, that's really just giving the bookshelf a lot of nice layers to it, and it's also giving him that this cooler edge to him all here. And that's it, you know, pretty short and simple. The takeaway from this entire scene, from this entire project, is light the scene. If you can light the scene, you're able to work faster, more efficiently. If you start to light specific things, then you what you're doing is you're lighting in a manner that's going to slow you down at the end of the day, right? Because if you set your key light first, everything else has to match that, right? And in this case, so if we were to match if I didn't have like, if I didn't have the practical here, if I didn't have haze here, if I didn't have neg here, right? If I set up my key light first, that means that I probably would have had to raise the exposure of my practical, raise it, you know, bring in more haze and probably bring in more light fixtures, right? I didn't want to add any more light fixtures to this small office space. And that's just usually not the way that it works. Sometimes, you know, depending on what the project is, we have to do it that way. Other times, we do it this way, right? Where we can effectively light the entire scene, right? Because maybe instead of doing this, you would have put the 120D inside here, but again, you have like a mirror here, right? Which kind of sucks. So instead of having the light like coming in and coming in from the inside, light from the outside. The only thing we had inside was just our practical light, which is a tube light, right? Not a big thing, but in this situation, right, we can light from the outside in. In these situations, the hallway, we can't, right? Because there aren't any windows. But again, we're using what we have in the environment to create our mood, to create our contrast, right? A little practical light you'll probably find in an office somewhere. So if you can bring your own bulbs, that's great. If the dimmer actually works and plugs in, even better, right? Top light is always a sucky thing, but again, if you can soften it, if you can create a little bit, if you can use diffusion in your favor to soften the light, so that way it's not so harsh and just, you know, creating like little jaggedy edges everywhere, that's going to help you out. And if you have the space, again, like we had here with the 120D in the back on the stairs, just coming down here, if you have that kind of space, you can use medium size, small size fixtures, 120D or Forza lights or Godox lights or anything like that, sky panel, whatever you got, right? To help just supplement things, right? I'm not trying to create very, very harsh moments of light. If anything, even though the Fresnel is pretty hard, it's just enough where we're creating, we're helping to create more shape to things, right? Without blasting just light everywhere, right? I don't want to blast light here, then blast light here, then blast light up. We want to just supplement what we have already. We want to be able to use what we have in the space if it's there. If it's out there, then we need to find ways to create it, right? That is it, man. You know, and again, this is a pretty easy light setup, right? You have a 120D, not too expensive. You have one NAND light. I didn't even use both of them. One NAND light, not very expensive at all. Haze, right? Just get a consumer level haze machine. You're good if you can use it. Neg is not expensive at all. You can use actual, you know, like Black Salts or Matthews, or you can use acoustic blankets. You can use black shower curtains, like whatever you got, whatever works, right? And that's it, friends. Overall, and this was I think this was about a little over a $4,000 budget for everything, right? So one day of shooting, two crew members, day rates, post-production, because I ended up doing all the post-production too, which I hate, but sometimes you just gotta do it. So I ended up doing post-production. We're also paying for, you know, for gas, for craft services, all those sorts of things. And we did use some stock footage in this overall production, in the final edit, just because the original pitch, it was over the budget of the client, so we couldn't get certain shots, and we ended up just using stock footage, which I paid, you know, a couple, we added that number in to the final budget. And kind of just helped out the final edit. That's it. If you have any questions, let me know, man. I will see you guys in the next breakdown.